88.3 Southern FM. That's Marvin Gaye, and he heard it through the grapevine. But this afternoon, we're going to hear it direct from the Tim Vine. Good afternoon, Tim.
Good afternoon, Colin.
And Tim is from Kiwanis Club of Moorabbin, Inc. What's the Inc. short for? Incorporated, perhaps?
That's correct.
Geez, I'm good. I mean, I tell you what, I didn't come down in the last shower, Timmy. There have been a few showers around today, although not as many as perhaps in recent days.
A few more yesterday,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So it is summer in Melbourne, and they tell us it's going to be hotter and drier than usual.
So I believe, yes.
Yeah, so, you know, let's be vigilant with our fire safety, particularly if we're out and about over Christmas, New Year on camping trips or holidays anywhere. And even locally, I mean, there's a lot of bushland around the foreshore and some of our big reserves are fire prone, aren't they, Tim?
Certainly.
Now, Tim, what is news? And you have a guest to introduce today, and we're looking at the community block and this half hour featuring the Kiwanis Club of Moorabbin. Tim, over to you.
That's correct. And with me today, I have Mr. Michael Henderson, who is the club chair of Special Olympics Australian Melbourne Southern.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for coming in, Michael. Well, Tim, I'm going to make you the host today, so
right.
I'm going to leave it in your culpable, I beg your pardon, capable hands.
I hope that was a slip, yes.
Colin,
the reason that Michael's here today is that something that Kiwanis has been proud of over the years is its association with an organisation called Special Olympics. And Special Olympics was the brainchild, really, of a husband and wife, Eunice and Sergeant Shriver. Now, Eunice is better known as Eunice Kennedy Shriver. She was one of the children of Joseph and Rose Kennedy, as was JFK, Edward and T, and Rosemary. They came up with this idea of setting up what they called a backyard summer camp, where they had mentally deficient children who didn't get a lot of breaks in life, and they set up a camp for them, and this was an extremely successful event. Now, later on, of course, her brother was elected as President of the United States. And just after that, Eunice was appointed as chairperson of basically a push by Kennedy to assist mental retardation. The following year, Eunice Kennedy Shriver set up a games at Soldiers Field in Chicago, which she called Special Olympics. And those games, in fact, were the start of Special Olympics in July 1968.
So
61, I think.
So, Michael, it's come a long way since, and even some of the terms which we use to describe people living with a disability have changed a lot, haven't they? And we're more caring and compassionate in our references to people.
Yes, they have, and I think it's things like Special Olympics and stuff like that give the athletes an opportunity to do something and show that they, you know, how they can function in the community.
Well, we don't focus on the disability, we focus on the ability, don't we?
That's correct, yes.
And, of course, it takes many different abilities to make this wonderful world in which we live. And what an opportunity to showcase the talents and the abilities of so many special people in our community. And what is the role of yourself and Kiwanis in this Special Olympics movement?
Well, Kiwanis are sponsors of Special Olympics. They support us by donations and offering volunteers for events.
Maybe I'll come back to the start of that, actually.
Yeah, go for it.
Colin, when those first games were introduced by Eunice Kennedy Shriver, Kiwanis were actually approached to provide some manpower for that in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of the success of those games, Kiwanis clubs all over America started supporting Special Olympics. They thought what a great idea this was.
Yeah.
And in actual fact, another 15 years later, Kiwanis International adopted Special Olympics as part of their major emphasis program in supporting mental retardation throughout the world. Now, once they did that, it became international, and Kiwanis International then was more or less obligated to support Special Olympics, which they did, and took it up as a challenge, and worldwide, of course, that association is there between Kiwanis and Special Olympics.
It's a fantastic legacy that started off, as you say, with humble beginnings from the House of Kennedy. The Kennedy clan, of course, had their own many, many tragedies, and we will always remember what happened to JFK and then to Bobby and then, of course, to young Kennedy, who died in that plane crash.
Yes.
And, yeah, it was just a tragic chain of events that seems to have beset that family. But not such a bad ill has beset the Special Olympics, has it, Michael? They've gone from strength to strength.
They have, yes. There are quite a few countries around the world now have involved in Special Olympics, which is really good.
And Tim, what else would you like to know about the role that Michael is playing as club chair of Special Olympics Australia Melbourne Southern?
Well, I thought Michael might explain to the listeners just how Special Olympics functions in Australia, what its role is, and maybe a little bit more background on what sort of athletes are involved and how the organisation works.
Yes, thanks, Tim. Yeah, so Special Olympics Australia, it's like a lot of sporting bodies. SOA is the head body for Australia, and then they run the organisation through the state committees, and then the clubs have their own committee. The clubs are pretty well the grassroots, where they're responsible for managing the club, the activities, the training, the venues and all that. Things like fundraising for athletes to go away to sports and everything. And like most committees, we have a chair, secretary, treasurer, membership officer and various roles.
We have to have a little bit of bureaucracy, don't we? Yeah. You know, it can't be all fun and games.
No, that's right, yes.
And so how long have you been involved, Michael, yourself, Kiwanis?
Oh, with Kiwanis, or more through with Special Olympics.
Yes.
My son's an athlete with Special Olympics. He's been involved now for 16 years, and I've been a committee member for the last, around 10 years. So.
And what is his specialty, his sport?
He does swimming and basketball, and he's also started doing tennis this year as well. So.
And some medals have been taken home?
Yes, he's won quite a few medals over the years and a lot of ribbons.
You must be very proud.
Yes, I am. It's good. And the enjoyment that he gets out of it.
And what age is he now?
He's 30.
So. Good on him. And he's been, competing since his teenage years?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, around 14 when he started. So.
Yeah, that's really good. And have you been to Special Olympics overseas?
I haven't actually been overseas. I have travelled with some junior teams to Newcastle and the Gold Coast.
Yes.
And also we had an event in Canberra for Canberra's 100 years, which was very good, a swimming event, which was very good.
And people come from all over the world to some of the events, don't they?
Events. They have a World Games every 4 years.
Yes. Yeah,
which is a similar cycle to the Olympics.
Where yeah, we have a, complimentary to the Olympics. And do you think it's great now that, what's your opinion now that we get a lot of TV and media coverage of Special Olympics?
It's really good. It'd be nice to get a lot more because that would really get the message out, but it is good to see the last World Games got very good coverage.
Very, very good coverage. Yes. I think it was on the ABC.
Yes, it was. Yes,
yes, it's usually either SBS or ABC who pick up the events that the commercials don't think they can make any money out of, and that's what drives us here at Southern FM. It's our sense of community as well, and this is, in fact, the community block. And Tim Kiwanis has been here all year as part of this second hour of the
community block.
On this Tuesday, one Tuesday every month. And what else is happening around the club at the moment? We'll get back to the Special Olympics side of it in just a moment, but coming up to Christmas, have you got any special activity or involvement?
Mainly, our main activity over Christmas is we have every year supported an organisation called Matt's Kitchen, which provides meals for homeless. Well, they do it every week.
Is that a church-based thing?
Yes, it is.
That's right. I've had them on the radio here, and they do a wonderful
Bayside
job.
Bayside Church.
Bayside Church. And, of course, fantastic to hear that the Kiwanis Club of Moorabbin is involved. And do you roll up your sleeves and get into the kitchen yourself, Tim?
No, not at all. No. we provide some volunteers, and we certainly make donations towards the big Christmas dinner.
Wow.
But getting back to Special Olympics, if I may, I'd like Michael to maybe tell you how he got involved in Special Olympics with his son, because it's not always obvious that Special Olympics is there, and I think Michael's story is a fairly typical one.
Yeah, take us through it, Michael.
Yes, well, I first sort of found out about Special Olympics. I used to take my son to the pool when he was learning to swim, and they used to train, and an athlete that knew us invited William to join Special Olympics, and my sort of response was, oh, he's not at Olympic level, we won't worry about that. And through his school, one of the teacher's aide's husband was the basketball coach, and William was playing basketball at the special development school that he went to, and Pat suggested, you know, why don't you bring William along to Special Olympics basketball? And I took him along, he'd done, and then he joined the swimming as well. So, and to me, it was a big eye-opener, the fact that originally I thought Special Olympics, like say, the word Olympics, they had to be at a certain level, whereas we have athletes of all different abilities and different levels to train with us and compete. And
It's a great opportunity, isn't it, for people to show their sporting prowess. No matter what disability that they have, they're able to take part as equals.
That's right, and especially some of the lower functioning athletes, when they achieve something like shoot a goal at basketball or swim a length of the pool in a race, the smile on their face and the reward it means is just, you know, really good.
Well, we'll continue our discussion in just a moment, and of course we were mentioning before, or Tim was, that the derivation or the origin of the Special Olympics was to do with the Kennedy clan, and here's a song that reminds us of the Kennedys.
It's true, it's true. The Crown has made it clear. The climate must be perfect all the year. A law was made a distant moon ago here. July and August cannot be too hot. And there's a legal limit to the snow here in Camelot. The winter is forbidden till December. And exits March the 2nd on the dot. By order, summer lingers through September in Camelot. Camelot, Camelot. I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but in Camelot, Camelot, that's how conditions are. The rain may never fall till after sundown. By 8 the morning fog must disappear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot.
The Community Block is proudly sponsored by Princeton View, an aged care home in Brighton East. At Princeton View, we're all about creating moments of joy, the zest and energy you feel when you're surrounded by the things you love. We're looking for volunteers to join us. If you have a spare hour or two per fortnight and would like to bring some joy to the lives of others, we'd love to hear from you. Please contact Jackie on 8591-0200 to chat about volunteering today. Princeton View, Allity Aged Care.
If you're feeling alone or isolated and you're caring for someone with a mental illness, you must reach out. The first step is just reach out through the same forums. It's totally anonymous. You are in a safe environment. You're in an environment which is moderated. You're not the only one out there living it. There are so many of us carers out there.
For online support and connection for people affected by mental illness, visit saneforums.org.
Victorian Dog Rescue is a not-for-profit charity working to rescue and save dogs and cats. Every effort is made to rehabilitate and return to health dogs and cats that have sadly come from neglected backgrounds. We are a community foster care network and care for these animals in private homes as long as it takes, but your support would help us do much more. Please adopt a pet, become a foster carer, or volunteer your time. Donations are also helpful and tax deductible. Give over $2 or more. Find out how you can help. Visit victoriandogrescue.org.au or email rescue@victoriandogrescue.org.au.
Outer Space is closer to Melbourne than Geelong, Ballarat or Bendigo. The Space Show, Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Southern FM. The sounds of the Bayside.
And you're listening to the Community Block this half hour, brought to you by the Kiwanis Club of Moorabbin. And from Kiwanis, Tim Vine is here. And from the chair, well, from the Special Olympics Australia Melbourne Southern Branch, Michael Henderson. Michael, thanks for your time this afternoon. And I know you're very proud of not only your son's involvement, but how many people are involved in the Southern or Melbourne Southern Branch of Special Olympics Australia?
We have around 90 athletes with Melbourne Southern.
Yep.
And something like that, 40 volunteers.
And what can the athletes aspire to? Is it just local competitions?
No, we have the clubs have their local competitions, and then once a year there's state games.
Yeah.
And every 4 years there's national games.
Yep.
And from the national games, athletes qualify for world games.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're the ones that coincide with the Olympic cycle,
yes,
if you like.
Yes, they have them 12 months prior to the Olympics.
Do you need any other help?
Yes, we do. You know, we're always looking for volunteers, either coaches or, you know, committee members. Cause
referees, perhaps?
Yes, referees.
I'm handy with a stopwatch too. Can I be a timer?
Yes, very important timekeepers for our swimming and athletics events.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, because you want your, whether or not they've broken records, you want those timings to be very, very accurate indeed.
Yes, they have to be accurate, and one of the rules we have with the Special Olympics, because all the events are on times, is they call a 15% rule. So if an athlete swims 15% faster than he's entered time, it's like a disqualification. We don't call it a disqualification, we give it a participation.
Yes.
But it is to keep the coaches and officials honest.
Yep.
And
what would Don Chip have said? I know what he would have said. Keep the blighters honest, I think he used to say, but nevertheless... what did you say are some of the events coming up in the near future?
Okay, so next year in April we've got the Summer State Games, which includes swimming, bocce, tennis, athletics and soccer.
Yep.
And in July we have the Winter State Games, which is the basketball and 10-pin bowling. And in October this year we've got the Junior Nationals, which are every 4 years as well, and they're held in Launceston. So
great. Well, a bit of travel involved, so therefore you need fundraising because, of course, the athletes come from different backgrounds and some from families that have more means than others, no doubt.
That's right, yes, and it is expensive to travel because with juniors they have one in three, so it's one volunteer to three athletes, so you've got the cost of all your volunteers, the accommodation, the food, so it is expensive, and we do like to do a lot of fundraising to support the families as much as we can.
And Tim, that's where Kiwanis comes in to a certain extent, to help out a little bit, lend a helping hand, so to speak.
We're one of the sponsors, yes.
And that is fantastic, and you must feel very proud as members of the Kiwanis, and you were saying before about the origins of the Special Olympics, and I believe you have a quote there about one of the people who inspired the whole thing.
Yes, I do. There was an article in Sports Illustrated in 2008, which was a tribute to Eunice Kennedy Shriver, and it describes a Special Olympics and all the things that that are possible because of Special Olympics.
Would you like to share that with us?
I'd like to read the final paragraph of that article,
yes,
because I think it's brilliant. But to say that a lot of people with intellectual disabilities have improved because of Special Olympics is so grossly understated as to be meaningless. Shriver's movement did nothing less than release an entire population from a prison of ignorance and misunderstanding. It did something else, too. Create a cathartic covenant between the competitor and the fan that is unlike anything else in sport. You watch, and what you see is nothing less than a transformational the passage of someone who has been labelled unfortunate, handicapped, disabled or challenged to something else, athlete. Eunice Kennedy Shriver knew this could happen. 50 years ago, she saw it all. For that, we recognise her as one of those revolutionaries who saw opportunity where others saw barriers. Someone who started a movement and challenged the world.
Wonderful. Small steps and great strides, really, aren't they, Michael?
Yes, they are. Yes, it's really good. It does sum it up.
Can our listeners attend any of the events that are coming up?
Yes, we always welcome members of the public to come along to watch the athletes, and if anyone would like to register as a volunteer, I mean, there's a fairly strict registration process.
Sure.
Which you've got to have these days.
Absolutely.
And
how can people get in touch? Is there a website?
Yes, there is a website. There's the SOA website, and also that links you to the Victorian website.
So is it if you just Googled Special Olympics Australia, it would come up, wouldn't it?
Yes, that's correct. Special Olympics Australia or SOA.
Yeah.
And there's a link then to each club. Once you go onto the club link, it'll have all the people like the club chair, secretary, all their email addresses and numbers to contact.
Fantastic. Well, Michael, is there anything you wanted to add, and did you want to thank anyone in particular for their support?
Yes, well, I'd like to thank the Kiwanis for giving us the opportunity to come along today and to Southern Radio Station for inviting us. It's really good. And the Kiwanis, as Tim has said, have been a long supporter of Special Olympics, and we do appreciate
Good on you. Thank you so much for joining us today, Michael.
Thank
and
you.
Tim, it's time to bid ye a fond farewell and wish you and all the members of Kiwanis Moorabbin the very, very best for the festive season, and then we'll be back in the new year, no doubt.
Absolutely. And the same to everyone at Southern FM.
Thank you very much, Tim Vine from the Kiwanis Club of Moorabbin. Let's hear from a local boy now, and here's Harrison Craig singing Angels.